Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Very enjoyable day, John.
And really, it's a wonderful day. we actually have a surprise guest who's been talking with us for the first segment, and that's Luke Torrance, who's with Blank Slate Media. And as I said, I met Luke about a year and a half ago, someplace in the political arena.
Wandering the streets.
Yeah, wandering the streets. We were both wandering aimlessly, like, what are we supposed to be doing? And he agreed when we checked out to come on. But and we're just talking about some of the results. But I don't brought up a question, and this is your opinion, like everybody else's. The Democrats took the Congress, and I know you work with Tom Suozzi. Not work with, but, you know, cover Tom. And, however, the Republicans still have the Senate. What's your opinion? Where does that road go for two more years?
Well, it's interesting you bring up Tom, because Suozzi, a big part of his campaign, he brought it up time and time again, is that he's part of this Problem Solvers Caucus, which is 24 Democrats and 24 Republicans working together to find solutions for infrastructure, immigration, the budget. Part of the problem is, he touted that a lot. Because his district is, not a deep blue district. Part of the problem was that the Problem Solvers Caucus didn't have a lot of concrete legislation that they were able to really move forward. Part of that was because the Freedom Caucus, which was the more conservative part of the Republican Party in the House, would block basically any attempts to bring these sort of bipartisan legislations to the floor. So it'll be interesting to see if, we get more of that over the next 2 years.
The Freedom Caucus still exists, and they've all been reelected.
I don't know if they've all been reelected.
But basically.
Right, I mean, that gets into an issue more with gerrymandering and, non-competitive races in different parts of the country. Part of the issue, though, there was a lot of excitement from Democratic voters. I'm not sure if, what they want is bipartisanship. I think they're going to want, expansions, more coverage, healthcare coverage, improvements to immigration law or changes to immigration law that Republicans might not be as receptive to. We have the parties, different parties. The Democrats control the House, Republicans control the Senate. I have a hard time seeing any, change in how much legislation is really going to get passed. I think there's still going to be a lot of gridlock.
This is a legislation passing 101 question.
Okay.
For the audience. How does the legislation get passed? So you have a Congress that's Democrat, you have a Senate that's Republican.
Mm-hmm.
What's the procedure?
So, taking me back to my Schoolhouse Rock days here. but it's got to go through, brought to a committee first to be heard.
Right.
Sponsored legislation. Then, if you can get it to the floor, which has been tough the past 2 years, it's got to pass the House. Then it goes to the Senate. There might make some changes. If it's a bill that there's some difference between Democrats and Republicans, there's almost definitely going to be some changes to
right.
the Senate version. And then they've got to come back and sort of meld the House version and the Senate version together into one bill that the then president can sign into law.
And if that can't happen, then nothing changes.
No.
Right. That's okay.
That's why I'm concerned.
Right, the House doesn't have any ability to turn around and say, guess what, we're going to push this through on our own.
Yeah.
So it's...
And the Senate can't push it through if it didn't come through the House.
Right. It becomes one of those,
right.
We could sit here for 2 years and do nothing.
Yeah.
I think there will be a lot of arguing. I think there will still be... I think now that the Democrats control the House, they'll be certainly looking into maybe opening some more investigations into Trump, see if we get a follow-up on that New York Times story about his father's kind of tax dealings
right.
here in New York City. But legislation.
Right, that I remember reading about, that the House can turn around and open up more investigations.
Yeah.
But the Senate can put more judges.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is something there. When
I was at a forum that Tom Suozzi ran about a month or two ago about aging in place, mm-hmm. and he had a lot of groups and organizations, including Project Independence, which is how I got involved. Mm-hmm. And
there was pitches about it as you went into.
Yeah, school. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like a volunteer. Everybody else was there. Really belong to a group.
Right.
He had the fact that he was interested in helping that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Again, this is not political, but a fact that he is interested in promoting that and encouraging that is a good thing. But he also pretty much, I think, stated that it's very difficult to move that mountain right now.
Yeah.
You know, you can have all the conceptual thoughts and the great ideas, but in order to do get anywhere,
right, yeah.
You've got to get through this maze that we just talked about, and that's unfortunate. We'll have to see. Hopefully,
somebody put a statistic out with the Senate that there was, I'm making it up, 55 million votes went for Democrats, whereas 40-some-odd million went for Republicans. Even though the Republicans won the Senate, it's how it gets broken up. And, you know, so from the popular vote, many more people voted to have senators put in, Democratic senators. But depending on where you are regionally and, you know, which it says something about the whole system, even, that you have a Senate that's not, in a, you have a president that's not in a majority. Mm-hmm. You have a Senate now that's not in a majority. Now, you know, won the majority in their state, obviously. But in the total package of the country, that, you know, I mean, we talked about this before, the Second Amendment. You know, it was 200 years ago. I could probably spit further than those bullets went then. Not the Second Amendment. Yeah, it's the Second, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you have, what are the MKs or whatever you call
them? AR-15.
Yeah.
There's another.
That wasn't part of the package then, you know, to keep that kind of stuff going.
No. But, you know, this is a non-debatable show.
Yeah, no.
I know, but the point is, I'm a volunteer here, so I'm allowed to at least say that I'm not. I don't think you need a gun like that to shoot deer. All right, that's my opinion.
Unless it's a tough deer and you're trying to tenderize it, you know. But anyway, let's go back to Luke. So what I know you, I said you worked with Suozzi, not with Suozzi.
No.
You cover Suozzi.
Cover
that's the
Suozzi.
Way. So that's what happens. Each person we get, like, who does Kathleen Rice? Well, Kathleen Rice is really not.
We had a bunch of different. Jed, I guess, is now the guy who covers, a reporter who covers New Hyde Park, that area. Rebecca Klar, she left us to take a job in York, Pennsylvania. She covered Rice before him. So I did a little bit with Rice, but Suozzi is, since he represents, you know, most of the North Shore.
Right.
The guy I've been focused on. His race against Dan DeBono was the focus of, was the one I was focused on.
Right, okay. And that's amazing. Like, and we don't have that much time, but Dan DeBono and Divins against Tony D'Urso.
Yeah.
And I'm not, makes no difference whether they're Republican or Democrat. They weren't known. I saw DeBono once. I never saw Divins. I couldn't go the night Tony was debating, so I never even saw the man. Anna, and I'm only picking on her because she was out there. She was crazed. I mean, crazed in a good way. She was ringing bells. She was walking around, which is what you had to do. And even Elaine, who, you know, I came across her twice, both at parties, mm-hmm. not at, you know, but you saw Anna in town. You saw her every, I mean, if you're going to go, and Luba, I'm saying it right? Yeah, we talked about that with Stephen King. Not Stephen King, I say it every time. Peter King.
Peter King, yeah.
Luba. Luba Gretchen?
Shirley, yeah.
She was every place.
Yeah.
I mean, she's back in 2020 in my mind. If she doesn't, she just wasted her time. That's why I look at people. You know, if you put in this much effort and to get a name and she raised $2 million and you walk away and don't come back, Then you weren't meant to be, and it's a disgrace. But I think that woman comes back, and she's maybe in her 40s. I have no idea.
You have to have a personality and thick skin and thick skin perseverance and all of the above to want to run for office nowadays. I mean, to me, it's a brutal, you know, the nastiness that flies around and, there are lies that you is it true or false? Who the hell knows?
My wife says it all the time. She says, you can never run for anything. She said, John, you couldn't debate somebody. You know, if you're lying, you're lying. I mean, tell the guy he's a liar.
We were discussing this during the break, but, you know, with the creation of these political action committees,
right.
There was a bunch of money that was flowing in to these, even just these state Senate races. It was, they both, Anna and Phillips, raised significantly more money than the Republican candidate for governor.
Really?
Yes. So it was, and we saw a lot. I mean, we received so many mailers. That I think a small part of the Amazon was devastated to make paper to send these things out.
Well, my wife said that. My wife thinks that's a disgrace. Every time one comes in, and some days you got two or three.
Yeah.
It says resident. It had my name. It had her name. It had my daughter's name who moved. And it's like one after the other. It's like there's no and you're right, the Amazon, but there's no respect. It's
I mean, if you
What are you doing? Right there in the garbage. Right there in the garbage.
That's what I do. I tear them up at least.
Yeah. I mean, if you looked at the small print, though, you'd see, you know, it wasn't the candidates who were putting these pretty nasty mailers out. It was these political action committees with these very long names.
Nope. And supposedly, the candidate has no right to – they have no say in it.
Yeah.
It's done at a distance. So if I turn around and say Otto's the worst person in the world – you can't say John said it. I mean, I think that's part of it, to keep the distance.
Yeah.
But it was ridiculous.
This is a simple statement, but we're running out of time here. But the bottom line is, it's like anything. I sold all my life. And basically, we always tried to sell the positives of what we had.
Right.
Maybe we would slant it against, we knew the competition couldn't do that, but we never said anything about the competition. We would talk about the positives of what we did. Why is it that politics has gotten so deep into the negative about the other side and nothing about what I do? It's pathetic.
I agree. But we're out of time. Luke, I want to thank you so much. Okay, you want to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for having me on.
No.
Our papers with the election coverage come out today on Friday. So if you're in the town of North Hempstead, look for them wherever newspapers are sold.
And, I subscribe.
The Island Now. The Island Now is the name of our website, so check that out.
Terrific. Luke, thank you very much. And we're going to have you back on again. It was
a
pleasure. Thank you very much. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.